Chapter 44. Emma sat in the throne. She was in no hurry to leave. Sovereign had run from the building with Micah, and she knew where he was heading. She was not needed outside. The women were not in their apartment. Her part was over, for now. She listened to the voice calling out the names of Sovereign's prisoners. Each one felt like another victory. She allowed herself to imagine what life would be like after Sovereign was removed. What would they do with him? Obliteration? She knew his name now. Pulling his chip would be an easy pleasure. Real obliteration, as opposed to slavery, though. Just pull his chip and throw him out into the mess he created. It would be in keeping with the code of John Sovereign. But she didn't know. He was sick. Maybe there would be a way to contain him short of obliteration. She just wanted her people near her safe and whole. The name stopped, and she realized it was over. There was nothing left for her to do here. She decided to head back to the bunkhouse and meet Adam and the men as they returned from the thread. Ben would be present, in body and mind. She wanted to see him. Walking down the hall towards the health clinic, she wondered what would happen to her portraits. Would they destroy them when Sovereign had been removed, or keep them as a warning to themselves? She turned into the clinic and stopped short. There was a heavy U-bar chained through the door handles. The futility was obvious, but she pulled on the doors anyway. They were locked tight. Nobody was getting through here anytime soon. She didn't waste time, but jogged out into the hallway and to the next doorway. Obliteration room number 2, and it was similarly locked. Emma was getting nervous. She knew nothing of this. She ran up the hallway. Every door to the outside was barred. Was she to be kept from Adam again? She stood for a moment, and then decided she could make a run for Omar's house. She knew of no other way to get back outside. She had his screen, so she could get inside. Feeling a sudden urgency, she ran down the grand staircase and through the heavy doors and into the sunny courtyard. When the last man had been reawakened, Tam and Adam checked them over for signs of illness or confusion. Everyone appeared to be fine and in good spirits. The men didn't have a clear sense of what had happened to them, but as they witnessed each man after them being brought back from oblivion, they felt as if they had been rescued from a terrible danger. "We want to get you back to the bunkhouse as soon as possible if everyone is feeling up for it. It's not far at all. We can get cleaned up and talk there," said Adam. The men nodded and stood to leave. Tam pointed. "You take the lead this time, Adam. You know the way back. We'll be behind you." After only a couple of meters, Adam heard Julian's voice from the crowd behind him. "Adam, hold up." Julian was pulling from the group and jogging towards him. Adam was not ready to talk to Julian. He turned around to tell him so, when Julian's head suddenly jerked back as if he'd run into a wire. He collapsed on the ground at Adam's feet. Ben started to run to his stepfather. "Everyone freeze!" shouted Tam. One of the other men caught Ben's sleeve as he ran by. Tam came around the front of the group and started backing everyone up closer to the thread. Adam checked Julian's pulse and then grabbed him beneath the arms and began dragging him back towards the others. In seconds, he was awake and looking up at Adam in confusion. "Why am I down here? What are you doing, Adam?" "You passed out. I'm moving you closer to the wall." "I'm all right," he insisted. "I just got a little dizzy. I'm fine now. Let's go." He climbed to his feet. Tam instructed the others to stay back and came to stand before Julian. "Walk forward slowly, Julian. Adam, take his arm. Tell us if you get dizzy again." Julian crept forward and then suddenly drew in a sharp breath. His head began to roll. "Move him back, Adam." Julian sat down hard on the ground. "Okay, wow, yeah. I guess I'm not okay." Tam led everyone back to the thread while Adam drew a line in the dirt with his toe. Ben was worried. "We have to stay behind that line? Are we stuck out here? How long are these masks good for? I want to see my mother. Julian put his arm around him. The filters in these masks use a similar technology to the thread itself, Tam explained. It is self-cleaning and uses ambient electricity, so it never expires. The only way you will get into trouble is if it cracks, which is highly unlikely. They are ultra strong. He rapped on Ben's mask, and Ben recoiled and then laughed. We will not be stuck here for long. This is just a bump in the road. Tam stood and walked a few paces away from the men and motioned Adam to follow. He pulled a handful of capsules from his pocket and counted them. There are 11 of these. We might have to move them in stages. Where are the rest of them? Can I run back to the bunkhouse and get them for you? Emma must have brought 30. There was a use for the others. This is what we have to work with right now. We had hoped they would be able to make it back without being connected anywhere else, but this is not the case. So what do you want to do? It would be too dangerous to take them into Abacus until Sovereign is in custody. We need to find out what has happened in response to the names being called. 11 of these men can be entered into the outside grid, and then we can bring them back to the bunkhouse. The rest will have to wait here until they can be moved. How long will it take? It should only take a few minutes to go back and enter them in the panel and get back here to collect them. As for the rest, it's difficult to say. We'll work as quickly as we can. Emma knows where the capsules are. We can send someone to get more if necessary. And what do you want me to do? Stay here with them. We'll move them when they are connected, and then we'll figure out what is next. How will you keep track of whose capsule is whose? That will be impossible. They will be entered without names for now. Numbers or something random. It's a temporary fix until we can get them into Abacus. Adam nodded, and they walked back to the group. We need 11 volunteers.